Luke 1:46. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. To magnify the Lord, embody, express, and exhibit your love. A young faithful Jewish girl living in the valley was engaged to be married and sitting at home doing her chores. Suddenly, Gabriel, the archangel, appears and tells Mary that she would conceive and give birth to the Savior and would call him Jesus. Though mentally conflicted with trying to explain a virgin birth to her fiancé and family, spiritually, she accepted the blessing and heavenly appointment. Months later, when visiting Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John the Baptist, Mary's joy overflows. Thus we find in Luke 1:46 what is termed Mary's song, or Magnificat. Mary's begins with, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." Mary magnified the name of God in song for what he has done and what he was going to do for the world through her. To magnify God is to raise the visibility of God to the level that those around us can see him in us or see his hand at work. In fact, magnifying God is one of the key job responsibilities in heaven. Thus, why not get in the earthly practice before we join the heavenly choir? We magnify him by embodying his thoughts, expressing his words, and exhibiting his ways in our actions. Magnifying him amplifies his presence, declares his greatness, and removes the blinders preventing others from glimpsing God's goodness and mercy and kindness and patience and love. Jesus constantly magnified God by how he lived. He showed us that magnification takes some preparation to properly embody, express, and exhibit our love to those around us. Focus, focus, focus. In order to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, we need to embody God's words in our thoughts. While praising him in our thoughts is passive, it is very potent because it feeds our soul the manna needed to ignite our praise. Essentially, we act on the things we ponder. If we focus and control our mind to think on the things God has saved us from, if we consider the unmerited favor he has granted us, if we praise him for the prayers he has answered and shout over the undeserving mercy he has shown us, magnification happens. Whisper it, speak it, and shout it. Jesus magnified God by expressing the truth of God with everyone he met. While we can express it by showing our personal walk with Christ, we need to tell the truth of the good news. When we testify about what he has done, we release his power and magnify his goodness. Take 24/7 action. Producing a movie requires multiple takes. The actors repeat their lines, trying to achieve the director's intent. Each occurrence is one take. Our heavenly director's intent is for believers to stay in character and live for him 24 hours, 7 days a week. In essence, take 24/7. Accept the Christian casting call and act on our calling. With that proactively magnifying him in our actions, we inadvertently magnify our needs, our weaknesses, and our duties. These culminate with us feeling discouraged, distracted, and defeated. However, when we magnify him properly, scales fall from our eyes and we see him as he truly is. As we begin to praise him, we find that praise multiplies his presence because God inhabits the praise of his people. We magnify God not by making him bigger than he truly is, but by making him greater in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. We magnify him in his word by learning to praise him early and often for what he has done, is doing, and will do. We magnify him by telling others so that they too can have bigger thoughts about him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, saints. Questions. 1. Discover. Are you magnifying the Lord to yourself or to others? 2. Develop. If you are asked to stand and share with the church why God is so magnificent in your life, what would you say? Can you share your hypothetical answer with your prayer partner and ask them to do the same? 3. Demonstrate. A. Since our Christian walk is not always smooth, do you only magnify God when things are going good? B. Are you talking about your problems and your situation more than you are talking about God? C. How can we get better at recalling God's faithfulness to you in past situations? May God bless and keep you and magnify His name forever.